ago, you could not get a job without working on Shabbat. But now, Westinghouse and a lot of these larger companies don't mind giving fellows off hiring Sabbath observers. And Rabbi Miller has brought a lot of young people to show a lot of people expect their Friday nights and Saturdays with people who come. And also, Hillel Academy has raised, the children are raised different now. See, they know more about the religion.
You belong to Poezetic, you said. Are there any other organizations that you were active? Have you been active?
With the
War Veterans?
Well, not with the War Veterans. I'm a member of the War Veterans, but they have the, what do you call the new organization, the King of my town, what's the name? See, since I had a stroke, I want to remember.
I understand. If it comes to you later, don't worry. Don't worry about it. I, you know.
The Tola.
The
Tola. Yeah, I'm very active in the Tola. Mm-hmm. Also, and as these people move in, friendships form between the women and the children. Right on this block, there's about six polo people living here. My son-in-law, Isadren, works for the Lerman family. He's in the computer section, and they, like nine brothers, own a steel fabricating plant in Isadren, Indiana, and they do a lot of work with Jewish people there too. And the Colwell attracted many young people to come to services. See, years ago, people didn't realize or know what's behind everything. My wife gives a lot of private lessons. She has kids coming two, three times a week, and she discusses. And they ask questions, you know, about the different things. She goes through the ethics of the fathers, different things with the children. And they have any questions, she gives them a regular explanation.
We heard that you had something to do with closing up the Duquesne Shul.
Yeah, we moved the Sefer Torahs, you know, all. I personally took them to Israel with me. I had them sent to Israel, and they were just distributed to different synagogues in Israel. See, they were shipped to Israel, and I came there, and I took them to the donator, I didn't donate them, the show donator, to the synagogues in Israel.
You were there and doing it.
That's right. No, I had to remove it.
Were these were new congregations in Israel? Or?
They were new ones, or new sections, making new synagogues there. Mm-hmm. And my daughter just came back from Israel. She, the last one back, her husband went to study to do it there, and she just moved back to New York back. He went to the Shiva in Israel for 2 years. You can ask me anything. They raised in a different way. I mean, my father's family lived in Duquesne. They came in my 1900s.
Were they also Grosses? Was your name also Gross?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We came in 1904 to America. Mm-hmm. But the only one, my sister lives in Washington, and she's not on there. You see, I'm the baby.
How many did you see? There were seven of you.
Yeah. Well, six children came. One was born in
America.
There's seven.
Okay.